You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi and Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Talented People. This is the 4 to 5 o'clock hour. It's July 1st already. I hope you're ready for a nice holiday weekend. You're going to love this weather forecast, at least I believe so. Today, late afternoon, scattered showers and thunderstorms, but mostly sunny with a high near 85. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m., but mostly partly cloudy with a low about 62. Thursday is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 82, and then a slight chance of showers on Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Friday, mostly sunny again. Now, this is where if you have a holiday, you might like this if you're off on Friday. Mostly sunny with a high of 76. Very light and variable wind becoming east around 6 miles per hour in the morning. Then mostly cloudy on Friday night with a low about 62. Independence Day, partly sunny with a high of 79, and then partly cloudy on Saturday night with a low of 61. Continuing mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 83, and then partly cloudy with a low of 62. Sunday night and then Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 84 and partly cloudy with a low of 64. I can only say that I think we deserve a break in this weather. It's been either too cold or too rainy or something for too long. But now it's July 1st. It's 4:03, and it's my pleasure to introduce our guest today in studio here, Talented People, Laura Cummins. What exactly is your title here at the Hunterdon Chamber?
I am Director of Membership and Events.
Welcome to the show.
And that officially, that title was bestowed upon me back in February.
Yes, welcome to the Hunterdon Chamber. We're spotlighting Lauren today because she has done so much in such a short period of time. I was just talking to her before on the break about like if she knew, you know, as many of the members. How many are there at the Hunterdon Chamber? Like,
we presently have over 600 members here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
I can't even imagine.
It's pretty impressive.
It is impressive. And I mean, you know, the people, I always feel like as much as there's 600 plus members, that it feels like family to me. You know, I come in here and everybody's got time to say hello and everybody works together. Everybody's got their backs for each other. Being a member of the Hunterdon Chamber, which is, you know, this show, you know, Talented People, both the 3 to 4, 4 to 5, and the other 37 shows that are broadcast out of the Hunterdon County Chamber studio radio station streaming on live is courtesy of the Hunterdon Chamber. So thank you for that.
And our sponsors. We have quite a few sponsors like Hunterdon Healthcare and Pat and Heidi. So we have some great supporters here locally.
Yeah. And they really are diligent to all of the different activities that you guys do. You can see from the newsletter. Invaluable, though, to be a member. Just, I'm going to tell everybody out there, because I always say I've been a member for about 3 years now.
Oh, and, wow. That's great.
Oh, yeah. From the first day that I think my business had at least three leads and became clients in the first month. It was ridiculous. And every day since then has been more, not only just business and networking, which again, a lot of times people I think hesitate to join organizations because they feel like there's a pressure that they have to be everywhere, committed forever life. But that's not how this chamber is operating. It's just, it's very welcoming too.
Yes.
And if you're busy, well, that's what business is about, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think what's so interesting is I do the new member orientation every month. And we have people who are new members, and then we also have people who have been existing members, and we're not completely sure of all of the different benefits in which we offer our members. So the people who have been existing members, they come to the orientation, and afterwards they're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea the chamber offered all of those wonderful things. I only thought it was networking.
Right.
And I'm like, no, there's so much more
oh my God,
to the chamber, and it's definitely beyond networking.
Well, I was probably the same way because I didn't have time to stop and learn about the benefits. I just got, you know, information. And then when I finally did, actually, same thing as what you're speaking about, came in for the orientation. And I was like, you know, and I try as much as I can get to every event that I would like to be at. There's so many of them. They're so, I don't know how you guys could arrange so many things going on at the same time, almost every other day or every day throughout the year. But in a good way, because again, like there's stuff for community, there's stuff for business, there's stuff for women's leadership. There's all kinds of different buckets. Then you don't have to be involved with one or all of them. But if something appeals to you, then when you get there, again, it's a small world.
There's a variety.
No, absolutely.
You know, and it's almost, it's finding something that complements your personality or even maybe something that you feel is lacking in your professional world. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you want to develop your leadership skills and just we're not really sure how to go about doing so.
Right.
So here, you know, we have our Leadership 100 program, which we just had our graduating class a couple of weeks ago. And I was never a part of the ceremony up until this most recent one. And it was just very impressive. I mean, the white paper that they composed. And then, of course, you know, somebody on your staff who put together a wonderful video of the graduates' experience over this past year. So it was a really great way to summarize.
Is that on the 100 and Chamber site anywhere?
We have it on our YouTube channel. So when you go to the Chamber's website and you see all of our social media icons on our landing page, YouTube's right there. Click onto that. It will pull you right to our page, and it highlights the most recent video, which is from the graduation.
That's so great. And it, when you listen to these leaders being trained to be even higher level executive leaders, and all that they have for, it's a year, isn't it? A year long program?
It's for 10 months. Starts, it's almost kind of like when you're going to school. So you start in September, you end in June.
Oh.
And then there's the graduation ceremony. The one thing I noticed with everyone is at the end of the event, they had stated that they didn't even understand or realize all of the different things that go on within our county.
Mm-hmm.
So it made them more aware of the dynamics and how things operate and how they run. And not only that, but the different leaders that we have, you know, we have here locally, you know, on a governmental level or a business level or even on a farm level, you know, agriculture. So it really opened their eyes to the different possibilities for their development personally.
Yes. And I'm going to actually tweet that video link out during the break at 4:15. So if you want to watch Twitter,
it's
Genie
very
PPR.
Moving.
It is. It is. And I love the way that you can actually feel the passion and the real sincerity of the graduates.
I would have
talking.
To say that.
You know,
I agree.
That was that you could just feel it. And it's like, wow. And especially because these people are leaders already before
a lot of them were not
really
they're
the type of people that would be go ahead. I want to hear from you because I just look at it like I can't believe that these people are still trying so hard to improve because they're already starting with such an amazing jobs.
You had certain people in the group who are in positions of leadership, but I don't think they really even view it that way until attending this program. And after attending the program, they're like, oh, wow. Like, I'm kind of doing some of those things, but I really need to develop them.
Right. And it's true. I mean,
and I think that's what really this program made them see their natural raw talents that just need a little, you know, further development and
absolutely.
Cultivation.
No, and it is very, very, very sincere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was so surprised, because I would think of these people, if you look at who they are,
absolutely.
And just think that they already have it down, they don't need any help, but that self-improvement factor. And that's only one thing. But before we start more on that subject matter or any other ones, I want to hear more about you.
Okay.
And so tell us a little bit about you and your son.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I moved here probably close to 14 years ago. I was living in Atlanta, and I was living there because of the company that I was working for. That was where they had me located, because I was an educator, and I traveled all across the United States, and the Caribbean was also my responsibility. So they felt Atlanta was a really nice hub because of, obviously, the airport, very easy to get in and out of the Caribbean, the south central parts of the United States, and then if I had to go mid-Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
So mid-Atlantic, South Central, Southeast Caribbean was my territory. And I was very fortunate to work for a company that really believed in me. And I traveled to different resorts, spas, hotels, mostly dealing with five stars, properties.
What were you doing?
I worked for a French skincare company, and I was their educator. And I train not only on technique, but I also train on business skills as well. So it was really going into these properties and cultivating the staff so that way there was a consistency with their application of product, service, customer service, and so forth. So I did that for 8 years. And like I said, I was living in Atlanta, had my son in 2000. And, you know, his father is originally from New Jersey. I'm originally from Philadelphia. And so we kind of felt, you know, me traveling as much as, you know, I was doing at the time, he needed to be around family. Our son needed to be around family. Mm-hmm. And it was the first grandchild on both sides of the family. So we kind of felt an obligation to kind of move back home. And so I called my boss and I was scared. And I said, you know, this is what's going on. This is what we're thinking about. I don't know if there's a possibility of me, you know, coming back up to New Jersey. And he put me on hold and I was sweating bullets.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
And so he got back on the phone and he's like, oh, I just had to talk to so-and-so and, you know, we had to see what we had to do to get you back up here and it's going to work out and you have a home here and we're going to set up a budget for you to move back up here to New Jersey. So the rest is history. I've been there ever since or here ever since. And I actually moved to Newtown, Pennsylvania for a little while, lived in Lambertville, lived in Annandale, and then finally moved here in Flemington. I bought a property 12 years ago, and I don't know. I love it here, and my son, this is all he knows.
Yeah.
I mean, he was like 6 months old when we moved back here, so this is what he knows, and he really enjoys the area as well.
That's great. What a great story. Oh, my God. So then,
what a journey. And that's why I said after I moved into the property, I'm like, I'm not moving again. Because after like five times within a short period of time, I didn't want to pack up any more boxes or unpack any more boxes. I was done.
It gets old.
It does.
And then once you get your own place and you like it, then you just, it's time to stay.
Absolutely.
That's so great. So now tell us, okay, well, actually it's 4:13. So let's go to our first break so that we can focus on a topic and not be interrupted in a minute and a half. So this is Talented People. You're listening to a conversation in studio here with Laura Cummins. And she is the director and event manager for both the membership and events here at the 100 and Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
I'm loving this conversation. I hope you are too. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
This tree was never chopped down because this crutch never needed to be carved. Because these legs never grew weak. Because this child never got polio. Over the past 20 years, Rotary Club members have helped immunize over 2 billion children against polio. Now we are on the brink of eradicating this crippling disease once and for all. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to make sure vaccines reach the people who need it, to protect the children of the world against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Okay, welcome back to the show. It's about 4:18 on July 1st. Hope you're having a great day, and I hope you're going to be having a really nice holiday weekend starting so quickly. I can't wait. We're here with my conversation with Laura Cummins at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. She's in charge of the events and the membership, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about what she does here. But first, tell us about that Salzonite.
Yeah, so that's coming up this month, believe it or not, July 18th, and it's going to go on from 4 till 10 in the evening, and the Chamber of Commerce is definitely one of the sponsors of this annual event that I have to say people really look forward to attending.
Legendary.
It definitely creates a lot of buzz in the neighborhood, so you have great food. Of course, plenty of dancing, and it's live music, which I think they're going to have swing this upcoming year. So that definitely adds a different vibe to this particular event. And then there's going to be vendors there. I think, you know, a lot of people, besides the dancing and music component, they really like to see what vendors, food vendors especially.
Right.
That
right.
are going
and
to be there.
And there's vendorships open right now, too.
They still have, yep. From what Susan had expressed, there is definitely availability for not only sponsorship, but also if you want to be a vendor at this event. And I know she was saying that last year it brought like close to 4,500 people. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine what it's going to bring this year. And parking's never an issue. You can always find plenty of parking. Even if you have to walk a little bit, it's good. It's the summertime and it's healthy for you.
And it's enjoyable and beautiful in Flemington. So anywhere you park and any road that you walk on, it's just kind of like an experience.
Itself. Yeah. And I remember a couple of years ago when they had it and all of a sudden there was a passing storm. It didn't even faze anyone. Everyone just kind of ran for cover. And then once it passed by, everybody was back out dancing again. So it's great. Definitely one of those events that you don't want to miss this summer.
Absolutely. All right. Well, then tell us about your job here since February. But, you know, you came into the chamber here and then so many things have changed and there's so much going on. What do you do on a daily basis? Tell us about your day.
You definitely have a variety of tasks. I would have to say the number one thing that I always try to do is be available to our members. So whether it's via phone call or, you know, email, I just try to get back to people as promptly as possible. And questions can vary from, you know, upcoming events to people who are possibly interested in becoming a member. Mm-hmm. I always thought that, you know, especially nowadays, everybody use the internet to find out about, you know, businesses in the area or different resources in the area. And it's very surprising to me. I get quite a few phone calls every day, people looking for particular businesses.
So really? Like outside of the membership, you're saying?
Outside of the membership.
They call because they're looking
for the general public. So I had a woman call last week. She was up in Boston, and she's coming down to New Jersey for, I believe, a wedding. And she had mentioned to me that she was looking for a hotel in the Clinton area that would be able to accommodate pets because they were driving down from Boston to New Jersey and they wanted to stay at a hotel. And they wanted to make sure that they stayed at a chamber member as far as, you know, lodging. Mm-hmm. So I was able to go through
the list. Wow, so they actually wanted, the criteria was also to be a member of the chamber?
Absolutely.
Isn't that something?
A lot of times I will get people who will specify that. I had a woman from North Jersey call, and her friend lives down here, and she was getting ready to celebrate her 70th birthday, and she wanted a gift card to a local restaurant, but she wanted to make sure, again, that it was a chamber member. So I went down the whole entire list
Wow.
of all of our members that are restaurant owners, and she loved it. She said, thank you so much, and I also, you know, encouraged her to go to their websites or even call them directly if she had any other particular questions. And so, you know, again, I think in my mind, because we're in the information age,
right,
that everybody's using the internet. And a lot of people don't want to. They rather call and speak to a live person. So I would have to say, since I've been on board here, that's been the most surprising thing. And I love it. I love talking to people and hearing their stories. And not only are you guiding them as far as providing them, you know, telephone numbers and email addresses, but you're hearing their personal stories.
Right.
So here, the woman I had spoken to last week, it just so happens that they're coming down for August 2nd. That's the wedding. And that's my son's birthday.
Oh.
And I mentioned that. And then she said, oh, well, that's funny. My birthday's 2 days later, August 4th. And I'm like, you're kidding me. And she's like, no. And I'm like, well, that's my birthday, too. So we just start giggling and laughing. So you really get to build relationships with these people. And I think when you take the time to have those conversations, people don't forget that.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree. But I have to add, though, that as a benefit to the normal member, not the consumer slash looking for that vendor.
Correct.
You do have the online database, too, which is another really great benefit because people can search for a member online.
And that's one of the things that I'm working on right now, because we have members who have been a part of our chamber for years. Mm-hmm. Like, we have people who have been a chamber member for 50-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting ready to celebrate 100 years next year.
That's amazing.
2016.
Unbelievable.
We actually have the original book that was keeping notes from the original minutes back in the early 1900s. So again, it's pretty amazing that we're celebrating 100 years.
It's amazing.
Starting in January.
Now, are you saying that there's members that aren't online too?
I apologize. So about the member directory.
Mm-hmm.
So based on the member directory, I'm going in there now and making sure step by step everybody's profiles are up to date and present. You know, is it being linked to the right website?
Mm-hmm.
Are you adding your social media icons?
Right.
People look for that.
Yeah.
They
want to
see.
I was on there yesterday. I was in the database. I don't know if you can tell or not, but as a business owner member, I wanted to reach out to some synergistic members.
Correct.
And so I went through the system by category, and I could see what you're talking about. Some of them had their websites up and LinkedIn, and some of them had their email addresses, and some of them didn't. But that's
correct.
I mean, for you to take the time to do that as a service to them too, as being a member for the reasonable nominal, you know, annual membership fees, like with the benefits, it's just like,
well,
ridiculous.
What I try to do is I try to, like, for every week that I'm here, I break up my week into tasks. So what I try to do is dedicate an hour or two to that particular project.
Wow.
So I can go through the member list, because again, we have over 600.
Right. You wouldn't be monotonous if you didn't give yourself a break a little
at
a time. Yeah.
And again, I look at their profile. Is there a description? Are the social media links, if they have them?
Mm-hmm.
And again, the website. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, then I send out an email saying to them, you know, would you like to update your profile? Or, you know, here are all of the members that I have as part of your profile, meaning staff members, mm-hmm. do that, does that have to be updated in mm-hmm. any way? And so a lot of times we're like, oh yeah, that person hasn't been here like in 5 years.
Sure. Oh my God, of course. Yeah.
And then you also want to make sure that they're getting newsletters that we send out, because not only do we mail out a hard copy, but mm-hmm. we also send them out electronically.
And all the
well.
Events that they're having and certain things that you can put in as a member, and it's also invaluable because you have like 3,000 people on the mail list, right?
Well, see, and that's what starts to happen. So mm-hmm. here I'm calling about mm-hmm. your profile, making sure it's up to date and present. Mm-hmm. But now it starts all of these other dialogues. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you know, how else can the chamber support us? And I talk about our calendar and how you as a business or a nonprofit could post your upcoming events. Mm-hmm. And depending on the keywords that you use as far as your description, the more that your search engines like Google are going to pick it up and put it out there for other people to see. So I always tell people, when it comes to your profile for your business, mm-hmm. and even when it comes to your events, really try to use keywords that are going to make your
search engine optimization.
Well, no, what your, oh my gosh, I just
your profile page.
Thought. What you're trying to promote, mm-hmm. whether it be an event or your business, it will make it pop. Mm-hmm. So really, and there's no harm in going in and updating your profile ever so often. Let's say you want an award.
I'm going to do my, I'm writing myself a note right now to do that because I want to do that.
So let's say, for example, your business just recently won an award. You can put that into your description. And again, because it's very current, vital information, Google will pick that up. Mm-hmm. And it will give you better positioning on search engines. Mm-hmm. So it's just like your website. The more you go in and update it, the better positioning that you're going to have.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. So
it's very thoughtful of you. I like the way that you say you're organized in the fact that, you know, you have 2 hours to this, 5 hours to that. Then you got your offsite events going on and everything you got
to
do.
You have to do it that way because we don't have a big staff. Mm-hmm. So with the staff that we do have, you really have to, what I like to say, chunk your time. Mm-hmm. So by breaking up your time, it helps you to manage all of the tasks that you're responsible for. And right now, you know, there's quite a few responsibilities that I have. So in order to give each one appropriate attention, I have to schedule it that way. Does it always work out perfectly? No, because you always have things that unexpectedly happen, but you just have to be very adaptable. And I've learned in any job I've had, you have to have that quality if you're going to have survival.
Right. Absolutely. No, that's so great. I think it's wonderful. And also, I love the way that you've actually been able to come in here and make changes so that everyone can work together, being a little flexible, but getting a lot done. And
Absolutely. It's
just, you know, takes a different type of personality to have that happen. So we're going to go to news and weather real quick. It's about 4:29 already. I can't believe
it. Oh my gosh, this time is flying by.
It's ridiculous. But it is already, again, 4:29 on July 1st. And we're going to go to news and weather. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. And we're talking with Laura Cummins, who does the events and coordination of all of that and the membership benefits for the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Full diplomatic ties are being restored between the U.S. and Cuba. President Obama made the announcement from the White House this morning.
Americans and Cubans alike are ready to move forward I believe it's time for Congress to do the same. And I've called on Congress to take steps to lift the embargo that prevents Americans from traveling or doing business in Cuba.
And Secretary of State John Kerry says he plans to be in Havana when the embassy opens later this month.
This will mark the resumption of embassy operations after a period of 54 years. It will also be the first visit by a Secretary of State since 1945.
Kerry is in Vienna at the nuclear negotiations with Iran. Negotiators hope to clinch an accord curbing Iran's nuclear program in exchange for relief from economic sanctions. But President Obama says Iran must agree to inspections.
I will walk away from the negotiation.
Deadline has been pushed back to next week. This is USA Headline News.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Greece now appears to be giving in to the demands from its creditors. It is offering concessions hours after its bailout program expired, but European officials are ruling out any deal before Sunday's referendum in Greece on whether to accept budget cuts in exchange for European loans. Meanwhile, some experts in the U.S. do not believe the crisis will affect the U.S. job market.
What's going on in Greece will not have a meaningful, measurable impact on European economy, the rest of the European economy, and certainly not on our economy. In our labor market, will continue on.
That was Mark Zandi, chief economist with Moody's Analytics. Officials in Egypt have raised the death toll from a wave of militant attacks that targeted the military in the Sinai Peninsula. At least 50 soldiers were killed at six military checkpoints. An Egyptian affiliate of the Islamic State group is claiming responsibility. U.S. manufacturing growth improved in June. The Institute for Supply Management says its manufacturing index rose to 53.5 last month, helped by a jump in employment. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
Oklahoma's Supreme Court says the Ten Commandments monument in the state's capital must be removed. USA's John Clemens reports.
The court declared that the Oklahoma Constitution bans using public property to benefit a religion. And according to the court, the Ten Commandments are obviously religious in nature. I spoke to Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, who says his office filed an immediate 20-day stay of the court's order.
There's no efforts being taken now to remove the monuments from the Capitol grounds, and that will stay that way until there's a disposition of our petition for rehearing.
Attorney General Scott Pruitt argued that the monument is nearly identical to a Texas monument that was found constitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm John Clemens.
Last night's fire at a black church in South Carolina does not appear to be arson. The fire destroyed a church in Greeleyville that had been the target of the Klan 20 years ago. Macy's is the latest company to end its relationship with Donald Trump as the fallout from his remarks about Mexican immigrants continues. Macy's has carried a Donald Trump menswear line since 2004. Companies have been cutting ties with Trump left and right after his presidential campaign kickoff speech last week, in which he declared that some Mexican immigrants bring drugs and crime to the U.S. The UN's World Food Program says it had to cut in half food aid for Syrian refugees in Lebanon because of a funding crisis. And now it says it may soon have to stop food support for most refugees in Jordan. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000.
Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Okay, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People here. It's already 4:36 on Wednesday. It's July 1st. Just a quick update on the weather forecast. Pretty much it's going to be really nice, with the exception of today, mostly sunny, but scattered showers and thunderstorms perhaps later. We're going to be high about 85 today and then low about 62 tonight. It's mostly sunny with a high of 82 on Thursday, with a low of 61 on Thursday night. Mostly sunny again with a high of 76 on Friday and a low, partly cloudy on Friday night, 62. High, partly sunny on Independence Day of 79 and then 61 in the evening. Sunny all day on Sunday with a high of 83 and low of 62. So we're going back to our conversation because I was so enjoying it with Laura Cummins here. She's in charge of member benefits and events at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. So Laura, tell us more about upcoming events. What's going on with the chamber?
Oh my gosh. So we're getting ready for the fall. And we have, in September, we have our Golf Classic, which is going to be held at Copper Hill this year. And then we're also getting ready for our very big marquee event, and that is our Business and Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase. And this year, we actually have a new location.
Really?
So, yes.
Oh, that's interesting. That's here.
So we're going to be over at the Fieldhouse Commons at Hunterdon Central Regional High School, and it's going to be on a different date as well. So we're going to be on November 5th, which is a Thursday, versus the Tuesday that we would classically do. And it will still be the same time, 2 to 7, and then from 5 to 7 will be the restaurant showcase. So the space has ample parking. There's no charge for coming in this year. I know we did that last year, and we learned our lesson, and we won't be doing that ever again. So just letting people know that there's no charge. And the one thing that we're really trying to do is we're trying to get a really awesome keynote speaker for the theater, because the theater is right there in the Fieldhouse area and it can seat over 200 people.
Wow.
So we're really trying to see if we can get somebody pretty powerful to come in that could talk on a business, but maybe also possibly a consumer level. So it's open not only to business, but also to the consumer as well. So we're
Rachel Ray, you know, tying the food with business she made.
That'd
be kind of cool.
Yeah. And I start researching a couple of different people, and the committee as well, they're researching, but we really have to kind of get moving if we're going to start really promoting something such as that. And then we also have the classrooms available as well. So we're kind of throwing around the idea of having like little classrooms set up for different business topics or even home topics.
That
hasn't been confirmed. It's something
that
we're still discussing.
That day for something?
Correct.
Is it just one day that it's
closed?
It's
just the one day.
Wow, what an opportunity.
I think it's the convention for the teachers.
Right.
So I think it's that Thursday and Friday in which they typically take off. Mm-hmm. So we will be there on that Thursday having our 27th Business and Home Expo. So
wow.
It's pretty exciting.
That is.
Yeah. And then we're also getting ready for our award ceremony, which we do every year. And it's a great way for chamber members, even the general public, to nominate people locally for different awards. So, for example, Most Promising New Business of Hunterdon County is one award that we have. Entrepreneur of the Year is another. Women in Business is another category. And then one of my favorites is inviting the local high schools to nominate students that have started a business while attending school. And so a lot of times, you know, family members will nominate or a teacher will nominate, but we have it open to all of the high schools here in Hunterdon County.
Wow.
To nominate a high schooler who is just doing, you know, something fantastic business-wise.
Love it.
We have that at Beaverbrook.
What's the date?
We haven't. We originally had a November date, but mm-hmm. because we moved the date of the expo, mm-hmm. we had to move the date of the award ceremony. So we're still trying to finalize that. Hopefully we'll have that confirmed for next week.
Is that a daytime or nighttime event?
It's a breakfast okay. ceremony. Mm-hmm. So that's an event that we've been holding now for years.
Is there a deadline for submissions to the nominees?
We usually have it up until about 2 weeks prior to the event itself, because then what happens is all of the entry forms in which we receive, we have a committee that goes through them mm-hmm. and they figure out who is mm-hmm. the best candidate for each award. So that's a pretty exciting event.
Yeah, oh, it's great.
It gets a lot of exposure. So again, the Golf Classic, the Business Expo, and then we also have coming up in December is the Holiday Parade that we have right here on Main Street in Flemington. And yes, it's the chamber that coordinates that and puts that together. So we're always looking for volunteers. We had volunteers last year dress up in the Christmas costume. So we have Santa, we have, you know, Mrs. Claus, we have a snowman, we have a reindeer, and we always have volunteers who dress up and they're part of the parade itself. And then again, we have local businesses, nonprofits that put together these amazing floats. And it's just a really festive event, and it really is a great way of welcoming the holiday season.
And when is that?
That's usually the first Sunday in December.
Oh my goodness. I cannot believe how much you guys do. I really can't. And I'm a member again, like for 3 years, but it sounds like again.
And that's not even including all of the card clubs right. that we do in networking events and educational events, you know, like our women's leadership group. They put together a lunch and learn, and they have 4 a year. So each quarter there's a different lunch and learn. Mm-hmm. So this past month we had Mayor Janice Kovich, and she spoke on women in leadership, and that was up at the Clean Plate in Clinton, and that was a great time. The Clean Plate did a phenomenal job. Their food is very, very good, mm-hmm. And just very accommodating, great staff, and everybody really enjoyed the mayor. She's
amazing.
She's a very spunky person, and I like her personality, and she just really had a great way of expressing to everybody who had attended the importance of getting more women in leadership roles. Mm-hmm. So that was very eye-opening, some of the facts mm-hmm. that she shared.
She's actually having her book written by her company.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, we're publishing her.
Oh, yeah. Look at that full circle. Yeah. How awesome is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, exactly. It is full circle because I met her here, I believe. I actually think I met her here when I was co-hosting Visit Hunterdon Radio about 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
And then we started talking, and then all of a sudden, a year later, I ran into her at the Princeton television station. She was doing an interview, and then she was coming on our show.
Very nice.
And then we started working with her. We documented all through her campaign that she just completed.
Okay.
And all along, she's been writing the book. She just sent in her most recent 3 chapters. It's really cool. And she was here on the radio about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a small world, isn't it?
It really is.
She is a leader, though.
She definitely. Oh, no. Definitely. Yeah. Uh-huh. She definitely has a certain style to her that I think people can easily gravitate towards. Mm-hmm. And she's very open. Mm-hmm. And her agenda, whatever it may be, is very out in the open. She's not hiding anything.
Not at all. And her stories in her book are really interesting, and they're all very, very
inspiring
women's stories.
I'm really looking forward
stories.
To this.
Yeah. Profiling and thoughts of different women who impacted her life and what they did. And she has a lot of women that she has worked with, I mean, in all of the different organizations and things that she's represented, you know.
Well, that's what she was talking about. Yeah. I mean, she has a lot of projects that she's presently working on, and one of them is to start cultivating younger women and getting them at a young age and cultivating them for leadership positions.
Yeah.
So that was, again, that was a great lunch and learn. We're going to have one in September 17th.
Who's the next?
And that's going to be at PNC Bank.
Oh.
And that's going to be a woman who is part of Toastmasters. So it's going to be on public speaking. And that's September 17th. And then we have one, I believe it's December 1st, if I'm not mistaken. And that's going to be at Bedard Kerwicki. And they're going to have this other wonderful woman who is a chamber member, and she's going to talk about how we as women could definitely create a career career path that we were destined to have. So she's going to share some tips and suggestions. So that's going to be really interesting. And then we wrap up the year, and we're already starting to plan next year's summit, which is held every May at the Ryland Inn. So like this past year, we had best-selling author Mary Lou Quinlan, mm-hmm. and she was our keynote. So mm-hmm. we're already planning for next year. We have an opening speaker, and then we also have a keynote speaker, and then we go out into breakout sessions on a variety of different topics. So this year's theme is going to be communication, mm-hmm. and then it's going to be communication. I forget the other C. Oh my gosh, isn't that horrible? I had it right on the tip of my tongue. But community is part of it as well. Mm-hmm. So it's just making sure that we're really covering.
Now I got to guess all on the game.
Now this is horrible because it was right on the tip of my tongue, and I just got done writing an email earlier on today on it. But
think of it, right? We'll go to the break.
Again, it was pretty amazing what we already have planned so far for next year.
I can't get over it. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, this is going, I believe, in the 10th year. The seventh year for the Women's Business Forum.
Wow.
So they're already getting ready to celebrate 7 years.
That's just so great. Let's go to our break real quick.
Absolutely.
Laura, we're going to just go to a break real quick, and we'll already be at the end of the show. It's already July 1st at 4:47. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, Ceremony Officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. It's already 4:52. Laura Cummins is in the office here, studio with me, talking about the 100 Chamber events. And you're going to talk about Community Day that just happened in June 13th.
Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun. It was our second time doing it. And everybody who was there really had a nice time, but we did something different this year. We had our first annual Hunterdon County Pie Contest. And the reason why we did it is because we had an old-fashioned theme for this year's event. And we thought, what would be something really fun and festive that's old-fashioned? And pie came to mind. So we didn't really heavily promote it because it was our first time doing it. We wanted to, you know, for the most part, do like a little test market. We ended up having 5 different entries, which really was perfect because I think if we would have had any more pies, the poor judges, I don't think they would have been able to handle anymore.
Right, right.
But the presentation was phenomenal. So like we had an apple crumb, we had a classic apple pie, we had one woman do like a lemon raspberry curd tart. We had a lemon, classic lemon chiffon pie. And we also had this year's winner, a Lady Liberty pie, and it was a lattice pie. Mm-hmm. And we interviewed her yesterday here. She created the recipe.
Does she own a store?
No.
She
loves baking.
Okay.
And she was taught by her mother.
Wow.
So it's something she's always enjoyed doing, and now she's teaching her own daughter. So she had the inspiration from an iced tea that she was drinking to create this pie. So she created the recipe.
Oh, wow.
And she never made the recipe before until the day of the event, which she told us that yesterday. And on top of it, she brought the pie to the contest, piping hot, right out
of
the oven.
That's so cool.
So the pie was, like I said, Lady Liberty pie. Mm-hmm. And it was raspberries, blueberries, white peaches with a lattice formation. Let me tell you, that pie was phenomenal. And I even ordered a pie, which she doesn't sell them. I called her after the show and I said, my son wants one for his birthday, which is August. Would you be able to make one? And she's like, oh, yeah, sure. I'm like, well, just let me know how much you're going to charge. And she's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't even think of that. But during our interview, you can tell she's so serious about what she does. Mm-hmm. And that's where I wanted to talk to you, because I think connecting her to you would be very beneficial. She had a binder full of original recipes, her recipes.
Oh, wow.
And her ultimate goal is to do a cookbook, but not your typical cookbook, more of a entertainment cookbook. And when she talked to us yesterday, she put together a menu for July 4th. And again, everything on the menu from drink to dessert was all original recipes that she created.
Oh, my gosh.
So her presentation and her love for not only cooking and baking, but her organizational skills and the way she expressed everything. And during the interview, Gary and I kept on saying, who, you know, Gary is the host of the Hunterdon Food Scout. Mm-hmm. we kept on saying how natural her interviewing skills were.
Oh, I'm
so
can't
she could
wait.
Very easily well become the Martha Stewart of Hunterdon County.
I want to have her on the show.
I think you would absolutely adore her. She was very nervous on yesterday's show because she was never on radio before. But I got to tell you, for not being on radio, she did a great job. She was well organized.
Well, there's a huge demand for the personality that you're talking about right this second in my office, sitting on my desk with a, do you know anyone who just does exactly what you just described? Talk about the universe, the way it works in mysterious ways.
Absolutely.
I was on the phone. I was actually presenting one of our other authors to this group of 79 communities that are looking for a person that does exactly what you're doing.
Okay.
For her, what she's talking about.
Even like her book.
Yeah.
Not only did she have the recipe on beautiful stationery, but she had a photograph of the final recipe.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. I was blown away. And the best thing is her recipes are just ready to go. All they have to do is be transferred from, mm-hmm. you know, the recipe format to a book format. And she could probably have a great book.
And on top of it, you know, I think what a lot of people need, not only to have someone show them and talk to them and make it like beautiful.
The guidance.
But also putting together what goes with it. You know what I mean?
The presentation.
Because it's the same old thing. Are you going to have your rice or your potato or your blah? What are you going to do? So if someone comes in and says, this is something you might want to consider, make it, you know, nice and easy. I know we could do it on the internet all day long. But when there's someone who's the leader of that bus, that's
Absolutely.
What we need. I'm so glad you brought that up. You got to put me in touch right away.
I will. Definitely.
Very exciting. All right, it's 4:57 already. So last words from Laura. That should be your own show. You should have a show.
I think that was it. I think that was absolutely one. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Last words from Laura.
Oh.
You should have a radio show. That should be your
You know
name
what?
It.
It's so funny. You are the fourth person this week who had stated that to me. So I don't know. Maybe I have some thinking to do over the weekend,
if you're
possibly.
Going to do your chunk, what did you call it? Chunk block of times? And you have your...
I chunk my time, yes.
And you have 2 hours to the updating of the... You got to put at least 1 hour a week into the radio show here.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure we have enough to talk about here at the Chamber.
Oh, my God. And it would be so important for everyone because you could actually talk about, like you always do, such a great job, by the way, of asking all the hosts to get what's going on when and who and what. You
exactly.
can just do it live yourself, too. All right. Anyway, I mean that with
Thank
all my
you.
Heart.
Thank you.
Okay. So this is the end of the show. Laura Cummins, again, she's the events director and also the member benefits at the Hunterdon Chamber here. And so we thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful holiday weekend. Be safe and celebrate the 4th of July in a very fun way out in the sun because it's supposed to be nice weather. And we'll be back on the air next week. Thanks for listening in, talented people.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Full diplomatic ties are being restored between the U.S. and Cuba. President Obama made the announcement from the White House this morning.
Americans and Cubans alike are ready to move forward. I believe it's time for Congress to do the same. And I've called on Congress to take steps to lift the embargo that prevents Americans from traveling or doing business in Cuba.
And Secretary of State John Kerry says he plans to be in Havana when the embassy opens later this month.
This will mark the resumption of embassy operations after a period of 54 years. It will also be the first visit by a Secretary of State since 1945.
Kerry is in Vienna at the nuclear negotiations with Iran. Negotiators hope to clinch an accord curbing Iran's nuclear program in exchange for relief from economic sanctions. But President Obama says Iran must agree to inspections.
I will walk away from the negotiations.
Deadline has been pushed back to next week. This is USA Headline News.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer relevant store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Greece now appears to be giving in to the demands from its creditors. It is offering concessions hours after its bailout.